When you're working with machines like this, which part of it is kind of the art to you? Is it the moment of explosion? Is it the actual air or the bone or the objects that are being manipulated? Or is it the kind of like machine construction?
It's everything from the beginning, from the moment that you have the idea and the construction of it. See if it work. Many times it doesn't work, the idea that you have. And it depends from the project. I like to deal with time in a different way. I mean, the explosion of a bottle is a split second, but the breaking of the wood, it would take 1 day. So I like to play with time.
So, you know, regarding the idea of timing, how do you make decisions about how long you want things to run? With the bottle, it's kind of specific, but with some of the other pieces, with the bone and with the wood breaking, you have to make a decision about
it's
that.
True. And it's a big struggle, actually, because there is an endless possibility, and you have to make a compromise with the situation, with the museum, with the viewer, and you never get the ideal situation. So a work is conceived with his own time, and why in the process of making you try to find the best solution for it.
One of the most brilliant aspects of Arcangelo's work is this idea of sustained looking, that his kinetic objects evolve over time. The time it takes for the hydraulic piston to break through this bold, this timber of wood is much longer than it takes to inflate or deflate a bottle. So you really have to have these very poetic relationships which each work, and Arcangelo really crafts the relationship between the beholder and the work of art, really pushing the limits of each of these sculptures' own immanent materials.
And how do you see it, Jeffrey, when you're curating it and paying attention to his work in particular, in relation to kind of the other attention to durational art, which is often something that becomes like a media expression, like a video or something like this? This is real-time durational art.
This exhibition is called Not Human, and in many ways, that is counterintuitive, because the exhibition is really about being human and about having very human relationships with artworks and the artworks' own human relationships with us. So the process of breathing and chewing and breaking, it's very well crafted. In fact, this is almost choreographed in a way to go through these different sensorial experiences and sensorial emotions with each object.
Okay. And one of the things that I was curious from both of your perspectives is that a lot of the works that are you're showing as part of this show are like new interpretations of kind of the body or the figure. And here we have a very specific interpretation. How do you think it sits against like the more figurative paintings or other interpretations?
I think this entire exhibition anthropomorphizes sensorial experiences. What is it about these machines that allow them to breathe and to chew and to have the kinds of interactions with life that we have?
So what interests you about relating the body this way to viewers?
I like the idea of involving the viewer to a level that is not only intellectual, but almost physical. I think we are in a moment in time where there is such a production of images that is not long enough for me. And you talked before about a real thing. It's exactly what I want on the work I do. Something that happened in that moment, only in that moment, it cannot be repeated in the same way once it's happened, it's lost forever. But if you are there in that moment, it shows some through.
You have to be present. Arcangelo's work is about bearing witness and being present to the experience.
I was looking at your work and I kept going back to Francis Bacon, Francis Bacon, Francis Bacon. And then I saw that you actually had a piece titled after Francis Bacon. So I'm curious what relationship you see to his work.
I love Francis Bacon. I think he's one of the best artists of the 1900. I think an artist has to be very honest with himself in order to say something new.
Francis Bacon's art was an extension of who he was as a person. It was a way of being in the world. And I think your work is very much in line with that. You know, this isn't art, capital A art. You know, this is really about being present in the world, in real time, with these objects undergoing very human experiences.
What does it mean to you to be showing this work in the U.S.? Or in St. Louis specifically?
It's a turning point of my career. America remains America. I mean, the place to be. And since the beginning, it's been particularly great to work with Jeffrey. So I can just thank the museum and him for this opportunity. And I'm very happy to be here.